This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 229 of your favourite Formula One show. Yes, Knowing Wheel returns this time out to preview the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, round 5 of the season already. We're starting to tick them off, aren't we, Jamie? But Jeddah back this weekend. First of all, what lap is Lance Stroll going to crash on?
You know, I watched back the 2022 extended highlights at F1.
I love the fact they did 2022 rather than 2021.
Because I'd just completely forgotten that Hulkenberg was in the race and Stroll crashed. Wow. And I think Stroll is what crashed 3 out of 4, I want to say, just on his own.
He definitely crashed last year. He definitely crashed 22. I'll have a look quickly for you.
21, he definitely crashed because he was. Was he not the cause of the red flag which kicked it all off, or was that Mick Schumacher?
I think that was Mick Schumacher.
I also loved in 2022's highlights that Schumacher was fine after his quali crash. They just didn't let him race because they thought he'd crash again.
Lance Stroll was not classified, so he and Alex Albon... No, was that the year Stroll had a brake failure down at, like, turn 4? Not turn 4, like the banked turn 12 or whatever it was. Oh, no, that's 2023, sorry. We're looking at 2022.
What is going on? I don't think Stroll's finished the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix yet. Let's put it like that.
He just never survived this race. Oh, no, he finished 13th. He was the only car a lap down in 2022.
That was a crash out at the end. That was the very end.
Yes, yeah. So there you go. Lance Stroll, just answer the question, Jamie. What lap is Lance Stroll?
How many laps are there?
50.
I'll go 47. He's almost going to make it.
Oh, you think he's going to be late this year? I'm going to say lap 21 he's going to stack it, just as we get into the pit stop window, when he's out-qualified
on
P19.
Old tires, yeah.
Exactly. We have got a few bits and pieces to talk about. I think probably the biggest news that has come out after Bahrain, which I can't wait to watch Jamie lose his head over the course of this year. Max Verstappen, Jamie, it has come out that apparently there is a clause in his contract that if he is outside the top 3 in the Drivers' Championship after, I would assume, somewhere in the summer, he is allowed to basically, obviously, close out his contract with Red Bull and obviously sign with a new team, similar to Sebastian Vettel back in 2014. Yes. We've discussed this behind the scenes. I personally believe Max Verstappen's options are limited. What are your thoughts and feelings as the resident Verstappen fan?
No team in their right mind would simply say no to the best driver.
Ferrari, McLaren.
The thing is,
I think absolutely yes, would.
I think they would definitely. I agree, but they would have to at least give it a 5-minute thought of like, could we make that work? And then be like, no, we can't. So McLaren and Ferrari are pretty much off the table. Because he's talking, Lewis has got a contract of 27, is it?
Yeah, Leclerc's even longer than that, and their buyouts will be ridiculous.
So, like, realistically, you're not going to bin off either of those drivers. And Ollie Bearman is already making a claim for the Hamilton seat in 2028, isn't he? So,
yeah.
Realistically, it's not Ferrari. McLaren, I think you're basically waiting for one of your drivers to leave. But I don't, unless Piastri really gets the better measure of Norris in the first half of the season, and Norris could just walk. But even then, I think that's quite unrealistic. I don't think that's likely. But in that case...
The only thing that I could see happening there is that Norris kind of throws his toys out of the pram and does a swap with Max. But even then, I can see him being reluctant to do that because McLaren at the moment is just operating at a higher level than anybody else.
Yeah. And I guess it's, if he completely loses the confidence and the ability to beat Piastri, then potentially, but I really think that's a stretch. So realistically, it's not McLaren, it's not Ferrari. Mercedes are about to sign George Russell up for a long-term deal by the sounds of it. Otherwise, I think that could have been an option. A little swap deal.
At the start of the year, yes, maybe. I think the way Russell's driven in these first four Grand Prix, I don't see that being viable for them either. Because as you said yourself, you're finally starting to appreciate the Kimi Antonelli hype.
It's actually quite good. And he's 18, so you're not going to just bin him off.
No, exactly. Kimi Antonelli for Mercedes was the Max Verstappen that got away, is basically what they've done with this kid.
Yeah, a decade later. So, given that Russell will probably sign his new deal, it's not going to be Mercedes. And then that's it for your big teams, isn't it? Those big four. The fifth one is Aston Martin. But for 2026, I mean, I don't see that lineup changing for 26. I think 2027, it definitely could, because Alonso's contract runs to the end of 26. But would they bin off Stroll or Alonso for Verstappen? I think they'd be dumb not to. But will they?
Oh, absolutely. This is the thing, isn't it? And what annoys me, and I know we bang this drum quite often, but what annoys me about it is that people don't talk about it because it is so ridiculous that we're in a situation where Lance Stroll this year, despite the fact we've got six rookies on the grid, is, I would argue now, bottom three driver again quite easily.
We'll give him a few more races because he's had two good races and then two absolute stinkers. So we'll give him a bit more time to prove.
But with someone with that, the problem is, Jamie, he shouldn't be proving that nearly 10 years into his F1 career. This is what annoys me so much about it, and this is why we go on about it so much. Exactly, people treat him like a rookie. You go, oh well, he just needs time this season. No, 7 years into your or 8 years into your Formula One career, you don't get time. That's not how this works. And it annoys me so much that people still kind of go, because it's so obvious they will keep him. You could have a lineup of Max and Fernando and it would be fantastic. But they won't do it. And I hate it.
I wonder, with Lawrence Stroll having a lower stake in the team than he has done previously, and the fact they've got Nui on board, could that turn the tables and Nui can be like, look, mate, what are you doing? Why are you still employing your own son when he's clearly not good?
No, because it will be in Nui's contract, something along these lines. I guarantee you there'll be something in his contract stating that he cannot have a say on both.
But he can have an opinion. He might have an official say, Lawrence, but he can still give his opinion.
I don't care, mate. Because he's on so much money. But I guarantee you as well. I guarantee you as well at some point, and I know I've said this before, that Aston Martin, something will come out that they broke the cost cap many years over in really odd ways. Like, you won't know about it, but I think it was Harlequins a few years ago in rugby, because they have a strict cost cap in rugby as well. And it was things like they'd buy players' houses and things like that to get around.
Oh, it's like
I
capital.
I guarantee, Aston Martin are doing something dodgy.
Well, they built an entire factory in a year, basically, didn't they? Before the cost cut came in, to get around it all. But I don't think Max will leave Red Bull, to get back to the point. I think he'll still be there in 2026. I think he probably will still have, he'll finish in the top three in the championship. I think still.
Do you reckon?
Even with how bad that car was in Bahrain. The other races, but, obviously, the car hasn't been great, but it's been fine.
I was going to say, though, you say that. Where's the standing so far? Obviously, George Russell now is only 6 points behind him.
Yeah, but
Russell could very easily jump in by the end of this weekend.
He could. But I would back... I think Max is a better driver than Red Bull, and I think...
Max is a better driver than Red Bull.
Russell. It's all the R's. And the Red Bull seems to be held back by a particular problem. They're all talking about these brake issues. And if you sort out those little problems, it'll be back to being a Suzuka-type Red Bull, which, yes, isn't the fastest, but it's there or thereabouts where you can fight with a good lap.
Second fastest.
Yeah, it was, realistically. In Max's hands, it was second fastest.
I love the fact you see all this stuff all the time going, oh, Max can take pole and the win in the fourth fastest car, and then he actually gets the fourth fastest car in Bahrain. And
he's probably fifth very in Bahrain, well, to be honest. Not gonna lie.
which midfielder was it slower than? Alpine.
Alpine.
Fair enough. Fair
enough. Because Gasly is a way worse driver than Max, and Doohan's a way worse driver than Tsunoda, and they qualified basically together.
Way worse is a bit harsh.
Well,
like, you used to be a Pierre Gasly fan. What's happened to that?
Well, I like Gasly, but he's clearly just a decent midfielder. Verstappen's the best on the grid, so.
Ah, well, we'll beg to differ on that one, but I mean, yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? Because you're kind of there going for Max. And the other thing as well, of course, is he's always said he doesn't want a project, you know, and it's fair enough for a driver of kind of his caliber, or, you know, a Hamilton and people like that, that they just want to be in cars that can win races now, because if you're not, you know, you've got the power to move to a team where you can be in a car that wins races now, in theory. But Aston Martin is still a big risk at the moment.
It's a massive
risk.
They're
not, they're terrible this year.
They're ninth fastest on average on race pace right now. It's mental.
And they are, where are they in the constructors? They are seventh in the constructors behind Williams and Haas.
But realistically, I would say that midfield battle, you've got a top four and a top four, fine. The Williams and the Haas and the Alpine and the V-Carb, which is the next four, they're all pretty similar. Yeah. And then behind that four, you've got Aston and Sauber. It's like,
it feels like there's a drop down to Sauber. But so far as well, we haven't really been able to see the best of Alonso, have we? Because I believe he was running in the points in Australia. So should have scored there. I think he was around 10th, wasn't he? He was certainly close to points there.
Yeah, but he did also crash on his own, so it's kind of his fault.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I'm not saying it wasn't his fault.
The other thing is, Alonso was 15 years ago, so are we going to see it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think there's starting to be this turning of the tide, isn't it? I would genuinely love to know what other drivers could have done in that start of 2023 Aston. Like, I get that the Red Bull was still fastest, but I do always wonder, what was the gap back to the Aston Martin, whether it was closer than we gave it credit for.
It's one of those that is hard to tell, isn't it? Because
Alonso
hasn't driven against a different teammate since 22. And he actually was very equal with Esteban Ocon in 22. So, yeah, stick a Hamilton in that 23 Aston Martin. What would have happened? Who knows?
Monaco victory. That's what would have happened.
Well, Hamilton's pretty trash at Monaco, so maybe not. But
he's old at Monaco, Steve. Even I'll accept that. I don't know what happens with Lewis at Monaco, but he's just quite often terrible.
Yeah.
And it's really, really
he's
annoying.
Too busy thinking about it in Senna to actually drive the car properly. right. So where do you think Max will be in 26? Raising his child on iRacing, you hope.
I genuinely could see him. And it sounds ridiculous to say, but I could honestly see him putting the sabbatical for a year. If Aston Martin could guarantee him a seat for 2027
not
on a huge
chance.
Money.
Not a chance.
But the thing is, I could see him kind of... like if this race relationship with Red Bull completely falls apart this year, and see, because like we've said before as well, there's got to be an element of, if he's going to kind of have these many arguments with the team and stuff, clearly they are worried about 2026 as well. Clearly the data is not looking fantastic right now. Otherwise, you kind of be there going, yeah, I'll suffer through this year, I'll get what I can out of it, and we'll focus on next year. If Aston Martin turned around and went, we'll pay you exactly what Red Bull's paying you next year to sit out, race GT3s, race at Le Mans, you know, race in our Valkyrie if you want, do whatever you like for a year, and we guarantee you will be back in a new e-car for 2027.
There is
Honda Power
chance.
As well.
Really? I think he could go to Aston
Martin. But he's always talked about doing other stuff.
That could be
a potentially really good way to
but
do
not
some
into
stuff
the
for a
first
short
year of a rule cycle in F1. That's a really important year to get your head around the car and grips with
the
car.
Yeah, but even then, if he's got an option then to back out of that contract, if Aston Martin looked terrible, you think, well, he could easily... You know, Alain Prost did it, Jamie. Still at the height of his powers.
Was it the height? What year? That was a... He
was
won
92.
The championship in 93 and then left in 94, didn't he?
Yeah, but his last title was in 89. Before his sabbatical in 92,
okay,
is my point. Yeah, he'd won in 89, narrowly missed out in 90, and then the Ferrari was terrible in 91.
I think he could go to Aston Martin, but there is zero possibility that he takes a year out. And you can clip that for when he does.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But if I spent money on it, he's staying at Red Bull for 26. The thing is, Max falls out of Red Bull all the time. Like, remember Hungary last year when they like.
Yeah, but not like, not as in.
But is it not like this?
You know, his team having huge arguments with Red Bull's top management and stuff. But this hasn't happened in a long time.
I think it's a high-intensity, high-octane sport. People have fallouts all the time. So,
oh, dearie me with the clichés, man.
Big cliché. I could go on Five Live with those.
But. We could. I so want to see you on Five Live.
I've been on Five Live before.
You have, actually, haven't you? And remind the viewers what you went on Five Live for.
I went on Five Live on another podcast for fantasy football.
To talk about FPL.
Yes, I did, good because I wouldn't do that now because I'm doing absolutely awfully. So my prestige is all gone.
Your prestige? Were you like known in the north?
I was 1.8k in the world when I went on that podcast, which is incredible. And now I'm 3 millionth.
Nice.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Deary
right,
me.
We'll digress from FPL.
And Sauber. They built a terrible car, Jamie.
They have. They built an absolute dog that Hülkenberg's already got 7 points in.
Six points, sorry.
Seventh place.
Six of the luckiest points you'll see all year.
And it's come out in the media this week. Not very major news, because obviously we kind of already knew this album was awful. But
and nobody cares.
I care. Gabriel Bortoleto and Nico Hülkenberg have both said that the car just cannot follow in dirty air, which is not great when you're always qualifying out in Q1.
or cheating your way into Q2 by track limits.
Maybe, maybe not. But regardless, on race starts and safety car restarts, and generally when you're following a car in front, the aero, obviously being dirty air, means that the instability in that car is horrendous. We saw it on lap one in Shanghai, didn't we? With Hülkenberg almost binned it out of turn.
Well, he went through the gravel, didn't he? Yeah.
And then Bortoleto did bin it on through turn 7 and 8. So, yeah, they've somehow made a car which it gets the smallest bit of turbulence and just loses any little bit of downforce it could generally create. So it's not looking good. Hülkenberg said it's quite entertaining in the car, which is not what you want from a car you're driving.
Formula One cars should only be fun to drive in one way and one way specifically, and that's the feeling that you can absolutely rag them beyond the limit.
When it's
that
rails,
Sauber looks like you can't get it to 80%.
No, especially not if you're behind anyone else. I think in quali pace it's not that far off the back. Or that could just be...
No, but you're not behind. You're not behind everyone. Yeah, but Bortoleto's been better than him. What are they, 2 for 2 now, I think?
No, they're 3-1. 4-1 if you include the sprint quali.
Is he? I thought Bortoleto qualified him twice.
No. No, I'm keeping my eyes on this because I'm going to... Are you?
Because you're worried that...
Bortoleto's living off Melbourne weekend still. And he didn't even get points. Hülkenberg did.
Well, okay. But yeah. It's just funny, isn't it? Like, we were talking about this pre-show. Jamie183, I got to ask you this question again, and you will give me the same answer. Okay. Otherwise, I'll tell people what you said. Do you think Sauber will score points again this year?
Yes, they will. Maybe not they. I think Hülkenberg will.
Here we go. The Bortoleto hate.
I don't know if will.
Here we go.
But they weren't. Hülkenberg was not that far off in Bahrain, and that was. One
he got
retirement.
13th before he was disqualified, and that was just because he nailed the safety car strat just like he did in Australia.
So he finished 13th. Doohan was behind him, but Antonelli was ahead of him. He should have got a penalty for track limits.
Why should Antonelli have got a penalty?
Because he got a black and white flag.
Antonelli
on about
also 25. Got completely screwed over by the safety car.
He did, but what I'm saying is, had a few more things fallen, then he could have got a point. And not that much did fall. So on a lucky
race, everything went right. If a weekend when pretty much everything went right sensibly, if more had gone right, he could have got a podium.
And he qualified 16th rather than 13th, where he should have started. So
No, he shouldn't have started 13th. He should have been 16th. Jamie genuinely said to me, he was like, had Hülkenberg not been penalised, he could have qualified even higher. I was like, no, he would have been 16th. That was where he was locked in. And then Jamie went, well, it's a good job we're not recording because then I'd sound like an idiot.
He will get a few more points. Like, two more points finishes.
Two? You reckon he's going to finish in the points three times this year?
Yeah, why not? He's already got one.
That is hilarious.
With four races in out of 24. It's a long season.
So he's going to score six times.
He'll get
some
at Silverstone or something like that if it's raining.
Will he really? You reckon that Sauber is going to be good at Silverstone, known for its high-speed changes of direction?
Well, Hülkenberg's amazing at Silverstone, so...
Is he? Yeah. Or has he just driven some really good cars there?
Well,
no, actually, to be fair, I'll give him credit. He had a couple of good years in Haas as well, didn't he? Although Mick Schumacher managed to score points at Silverstone in the Haas.
Well, Hülkenberg is better. There's my argument.
Fair enough. I'm not going to argue against that. But anyway, Sauber, yeah, have built something that can't even go in a straight line, according to Gabriele Bortoletto, which I think is fantastic. Jamie, sad news. Al-Qadiyya, the weird circuit with the blade and everything like that, it's been delayed.
Oh, no. Anyway. Yes, it looks like 2029 at the earliest. I think it was originally meant for 27.
27 or 8, like I think. Yeah.
So, yeah, this city they're building from the ground up as a city of fun, basically Saudi Arabia's Las Vegas, which is quite an interesting concept. Yes. But anyway, it's looking like it's not going to be with us until 2029. It's one of those circuits that, will it ever be with us? It's so, like, out there and advanced. It just seems like an architect's dream and an engineer's nightmare. So,
well, out there and advanced, otherwise known as stupid. It's like that line they're trying to build. I don't think that's Saudi Arabia, one of the Middle Eastern countries. As I said to Jamie pre-show, I think the world's going to be a better place when oil value falls to nil. And these guys just can't do these bizarre vanity projects. I mean, I've driven this track on Assetto Corsa, or what someone thinks the track's going to look like. It is so hilariously stupid that it just doesn't, like... It's Jeddah on, like, a mixture of cocaine and LSD. It's so bizarre.
I just don't understand. It's crazy.
It pretty much. I think, honestly, the Nintendo might say it's like Rainbow Road, but they took it a bit too far. Honestly,
they made it real.
It's so bizarre. I mean, like, is it going to be built? Is it going to be built, but like toned back by a few notches? We've got no idea. It's going to be a disaster if it ever gets built.
It seems like they've bitten off a little more they can chew. A little bit like when we got Yongam in South Korea, and then. The claim in 2010 was they were going to build a city surrounding the track. So it was a purpose-built track in the middle of a city centre. And then an economic crash happened. They just never built a city. And suddenly it was gone.
Well, it wasn't helped by the fact that it was just always flooded, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, not a great area for a city if the whole ground is just marshy as.
Is the track even, like, still usable? Like, obviously, I know F1 hasn't been there. But, like, is
MotoGP
it actually...
went there more recently, didn't they?
I don't believe so. Because MotoGP.
But it was a great track. If it is still usable, we should go. If not, we should go and do one of those vlogs where you explore abandoned circuits.
Apparently, the Super Race series still races there.
What is that?
That is, I would assume, I'm just double checking the calendar to make sure. It is very odd. There's a lot of rules. I'll give it credit. Where's the 2024? Where's the 2024? Wait, apparently that series doesn't race anymore. Apparently it stopped in 2022.
Wikipedia is giving you bad advice here.
It really is. It's the Grand Touring Touring Car South Korea Championship Super Race.
Nice.
Apparently.
Well, there you go.
I'm now just really intrigued to see when it actually end in 2022.
Subscribe and we'll go to South Korea. How about that?
We will. We're going to explore the Yongam. When we hit 1K subs, we're going to go to Yongam and explore the circuit. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes,
I'm still trying to do research on this, so keep talking.
Not that sadly, we're not going to get Al-Qadiyya. I actually don't mind Jeddah as a circuit. I'm going to be out there and say it, because out of the four races so far, it's actually given a lot of entertainment. Most of that was down to 21 and 22, which were just chaos, especially 2021 as we know. But 22 was a good race, 23 was... Sergio Perez, wasn't it, actually? Not Max Verstappen, but it wasn't a great race. Was that when Max qualified 15th? Was it due to reliability?
Yes, he had a gearbox issue, didn't he? Yeah.
And then 2024, Max just won. I don't remember much about that race, to be honest. But Oscar Piastri was pretty good, wasn't he, in that awful McLaren at the start of the year?
I was going to say, yeah, when we get into predictions, that's going to be an interesting one. So Super Race apparently raced there in 2024. But considering it's not even on their Wikipedia, I'm slightly alarmed. So I have no idea whether the circuit's used or not. But if it is, that's the only thing that goes there.
Well, apart from us, when we hit 1K subs.
Exactly. Do you want your quiz, Jamie? I think that was a good time to do your quiz. So it's going to be an interesting one for you today. It's going to be a format that you like.
Okay.
Obviously, Formula One like to forget this race happens, don't they? The 2021 Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.
They do.
Oh, pardon me. It was the penultimate race of that World Championship, wasn't it? If you remember correctly. Of course, now it's been moved to right at the start of the year. Your goal today, Jamie, is you have got to tell me the race winner of every penultimate race from last year backwards. Once you get one wrong, it is over.
This can be
so hard.
I
think you can do quite well here. No, I think you can do quite well. Looking back through, I think you can nail this.
Oh,
I reckon you're going to get further.
Okay,
put it this way, I've got Wikipedia tabs until 2019. So
that's not far enough, right?
No, exactly. This is why I'm optimistic for you.
2024. Can I say a racetrack and you can tell me if it was the penultimate or am I just...
No.
I believe it was
that
Qatar.
That makes it far too easy.
Because Max won the championship in Brazil. He then won in Qatar and then Norris won in Abu Dhabi.
Just
going to
put
gonna
the right there,
Verstappen.
He won the championship in Vegas.
Sorry, yes, but he effectively won it in Brazil.
Yeah.
No, it was Vegas. Oh, no, it wasn't. I'm losing it.
Well, immediately last year.
Max won the race in Brazil. I could have sworn it was back-to-back wins when he won in Qatar, but it can't have been. Because Vegas was straight after Brazil because he won the championship. I'll go Max Verstappen.
Correct. I don't know why you got so worried. All I said was he won the title in Vegas. Qatar was still the penultimate race last year.
Good.
Which he won. Okay. Obviously, Oscar Piastri won the sprint.
2023. Didn't Max win like every race apart from the one Sainz did? Yeah, I'll go Max Verstappen.
Can you give me the race?
Sorry?
Can you give me the race? Which was the penultimate race?
The one before Abu Dhabi.
Got to give you the race as well.
Was it Qatar again?
Oh, incorrect. I'm afraid it was Vegas.
We're carrying on. I've just got to get the winner.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. That's what the rules you gave me.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that. I was going to try and make it more difficult.
22. This could be difficult. Because it might be George Russell, but I might be wrong. Problem is, I don't know anything about modern.
If I did it from like 2016 back, I'd nail it.
I will go... Was Brazil the penultimate? The thing is, you get to the end of an F1 season these days and they're 20 million races long and you just lose interest.
you forget some of the races, there's even countries that exist with someone towards the end of the year.
2022, Max won the championship in Japan. I don't remember what came after that, to be honest. I don't remember anything. I will say it was George Russell.
Correct!
Nice. Brazil was the penultimate round. 21 was, this is where we get good, Lewis Hamilton won in South
Correct.
Arabia. So he shouldn't have the cheat. 2020.
What? It was Max that cheated, not Lewis that weekend, you absolute maniac.
2020, the penultimate round was Sakir, which was Mr. Checo Perez.
Correct.
In the Racing Point. 2019. Was a good year F1 actually in terms of racing, wasn't it?
Yeah, championship fight was non-existent.
Non-existent.
The racing was
pre-COVID.
My Lord, I completely forgot about this.
Pre-COVID, who won races that year? That was when Ferrari were good in the second half, but still fumbled like every race win. It's just the second last race is always so forgettable.
That's why I did this.
So Abu Dhabi was the last race. And that was like, that. I think that was Hamilton, Leclerc and Verstappen were on the podium. But the race before that, oh, it was Brazil. And Max won from Gasly.
Correct. I had completely forgot, Jamie, that Kimi Raikkonen missed out on a podium in the Sauber by half a second.
Yeah, and Carlos
Sauber
Sainz
got fourth and fifth in that race.
Carlos Sainz got a podium from 20th without being seen once on the cameras.
Exactly. Wild. Wild.
2018. Why is the back end of every season just... I just don't care.
It's because more seasons nowadays are won pre-end of championship.
Yeah, because Max won in Mexico. What's the second last race, Brazil? I think it might have been. So I'll say Lewis Hamilton.
Correct.
Because it should have been Max, and Ocon took him out.
Yeah, I believe that was the first time Hamilton won a race in the same season after winning a championship.
It was. It was. 2017, I do know that, because it was Brazil. And that was Seb Vettel, with his first win since about Hungary in the championship fight, wasn't it?
Well, lack of championship.
Yeah. 2016 was Hamilton, because he won the last four and still lost.
Correct.
2015.
Now we're getting into Jamie's stride.
Was Nico Rosberg, because he won the last three.
Correct.
2014 was Nico Rosberg in Brazil.
Correct, because Hamilton won alive. The Hamilton's other spun. Like six races in the end of that season.
2013 was Seb Vettel, because he won nine in a row.
Correct.
2012 correct. Was Lewis Hamilton in COTA.
Correct.
2011 Webber won the last race, but that was the only race he did win that season. The race before the last race was Abu Dhabi. It was Lewis Hamilton.
Correct.
Nice.
Mate, that is wild. I think you're going to fumble on that one.
I will know this one if I just think about it. So they won the constructors in Brazil and the drivers in Abu Dhabi. So Hülkenberg got pole in this race. Sebastian Vettel won the race.
Correct.
2009 was Brazil. So Mark Webber won the race.
Correct.
Where Brawn won the championship. 08. Last race was Brazil. The race before... Ooh... Was it Fuji or Fiji? Or was it Shanghai?
Fuji or Fiji.
I believe it was Fuji. No. Because Alonso won in Singapore. And he got back-to-back wins in Fuji. And then Shanghai must have been after that. Am I right in thinking that? I think I am. Yeah, I'll go Lewis Hamilton.
Correct?
Nice.
This is incredible.
07, penultimate race, was Kimi Raikkonen, because he won the last two and won the championship.
Correct.
06 was Suzuka, when Schumacher should have won and had an engine failure, so Alonso won.
Correct.
05.
20 years.
So the championship was decided at the last race in Suzuka. To be honest, I have absolutely no idea. Like, none at all. It's not going to be David Coulthard. Barrichello won the last race. No, what am I thinking? I'm thinking 03 here. That's incorrect. 05 was Alonso against Raikkonen, wasn't it? So the last race was Brazil. Alonso won the championship. I mean, this is going to be a guess, but I will say Kimi Raikkonen.
I hate you so much.
Is that right?
You've got that right with the worst methodology in the world, because you always forget that China was the season finale.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This came up in a quiz a few weeks ago. That was Raikkonen 17th to 1st.
Nice.
Because that was Japan. I knew that.
04. No, Schumacher fell off at the end, didn't he? I might just say Raikkonen again. I think it was Belgium or something. Is it Kimi Raikkonen?
Incorrect. You've done so well.
It wasn't Schumacher, was it?
It was Schumacher's only win in the last five races after winning 12 of the first 13, or 13 of the first 14.
13 out of 14, wasn't it? And then he fell off.
But yeah. No, he did. It was Suzuka was part of a race that year.
I say couldn't remember 04 as if I was not 4 years old.
If you were four.
I'm happy
I mean,
that
was still incredible. So you got lucky on a couple of them, but I'm always astounded by kind of the way you're able to go back through some of them and just kind of process of elimination. Very, very good. What I'm not so astounded about is your ability to absolutely screw me over with points in our predictions.
It's currently Jamie? 14-7 to me.
Oh, that's not good. We briefly mentioned it earlier on. I'm all on the Oscar Piastri hype train this weekend. Oscar pole, Oscar win because he's very good in Jeddah. Lando P2, and I'm going to say... We haven't really been to a really high-speed track yet, have we? Although I guess Australia kind of was, but it was wet. I'm going to say... Charles Leclerc P3. I don't know why I keep believing in Ferrari, but I'm going to.
Ferrari haven't got a podium yet, by the way.
Nope, I'm well aware, thank you.
I'm going to say, in that case, a little bounce-back weekend. So
bounce-back? What do you mean?
For Lando Norris.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say.
Lando Norris to get the win as well. I might just throw some stuff at the wall and see what sticks. I'm going to say and hope that... I don't think this will be the top three, but I think I might get one of them bang on. So I'm going to say Max Verstappen P2 and George Russell P3.
Fair enough.
Because Russell
Fair
can
enough.
Do
Predictions
nothing and turn up in third. So
he just always shows up in third, doesn't he? It's incredible. I kind of rate him for it. Have we got anything else to add, Jamie? Of course, let us know your top three predictions down in the comments below. That quiz, you nailed that. I'm genuinely astounded.
I'm happy. Because the second last race, if you were playing along at home, especially since about 2020 for me, because the championships are decided so early now, apart from in 21, that like once the championship's decided, you kind of check out of remembering stuff, or certainly I do. So, I was just like, I don't, you know, who won the race before the end of the season when Max won the championship five races ago? I don't really care, to be honest. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, got there. It's good fun, and we got through.
Happy Wonderful. Happy. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you aren't already, please do make sure you get yourself subscribed to the podcast as well. We are very, very close to 900 subs. And, of course, obviously, we want to try and hit our goal of 1K. But I guess Jamie will be back next week then. If you're in, well, actually most places, I don't know, at least in the Christian world, enjoy Easter. Jamie, obviously as our resident Christian, what have you got planned with the weekend?
Well, I'm going to church on Friday and Sunday, as you might expect. But, other than that, I don't know what I'm doing. We might go into the beach on Friday afternoon, and then I'll probably go into
the
Lake District on Monday.
In Manchester, where's the beach?
In Formby, in Northwest, it's lovely.
Fair enough.
It's
fair enough.
Away.
Well, enjoy
North
that.
Is well, small.
Yeah, I suppose it is. I guess I could go Western Supermare for the weekend, but that sounds pretty depressing. Thank you all, as always, so much for listening. If you have enjoyed, please make sure you get yourself subscribed. Jamie and I will be back next week to discuss what happened as we saw Nico Hülkenberg win the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, because he did everything right and then just a little bit of luck went his way, just like Jamie thinks will happen.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day.
Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.